So sometimes things happen that change everything. 36 and a half years ago, I stood at the altar with my bride, and we said our vows, and we exchanged our rings, and then my father-in-law-to-be, who was marrying us, said those words that changed everything. She's all yours. No. He said, I pronounce them to be husband and wife. And from that moment on, everything changed. Everything changed. And I'm saying it changed for the good. As after all, Genesis does say it is not good for the man to be alone, right? And now I no longer was. Now I had someone else to consider, someone else to live for, new priorities, new goals, a new way of living. Sometimes things happen that just change everything. And I think that's a pretty good summary of this Old Testament reading today, in which Isaiah essentially says that when to God's people that when God comes to save, everything changes. Everything changes. Well, first of all, the creation changes. Isaiah describes this creation as a land that is barren and lifeless, where things do not grow. It's a wilderness desert. Behold how sin has laid waste God's creation. But when God comes to save, oh my goodness, that desert comes alive. A luxurious green, where once was the haunt of the jackals and piles of sand, now there are pools of water. Now the grass grows. The ground is covered with a carpet of the most beautiful flowers. Isaiah compares this renewed creation to the most beautiful places he knows about. Places like Carmel and Sharon and Lebanon, places in the Bible that are renowned for their glorious vegetation and their natural beauty. And it's hard to believe when we see that, how the creation was once so dead and so barren. But this is what happens when God comes to save. Everything changes. And the people change too. Did you notice that? The people change, says the prophet. Those who had weak hands and feeble knees and anxious hearts. Those who are dismayed and discouraged and disheartened. Those who are mute and deaf and lame. Suddenly become strong and courageous and whole and healthy and happy when God comes to save. And they dance. This passage makes me think of those videos that you see on YouTube of these little children who are born deaf. And then the video, they turn down that new cochlear implant and the child hears mom's voice for the first time. And you just see that little face light up with joy. Or that man who is colorblind his whole life and his family gives him one of these special pairs of glasses. And he puts them on, and suddenly he can see a rainbow of colors. And the tears are just streaming down his cheeks. It's like that when God comes to save. Everything changes. And then the prophet talks about a highway. Back then, highways were little more than what we would call trails, and they were dangerous. Wild animals could attack you, as well as thieves and robbers. But then everything changes when God comes to save. Now there is a highway of holiness for those who walk in the ways of God, those whose destination is the eternal Zion of God. And on that highway, nothing can harm us, nothing can derail us, not even our own foolishness, says the prophet, can harm us, and we will arrive safely at the heavenly kingdom. Isaiah is simply saying in all of this that when God comes to save, everything changes, and the fullness of joy will fill the land and the creation and the lives and the hearts of God's people. All of which begs the question, when will this happen? Well, now picture a little manger in a stable in Bethlehem. Just like an ordinary stable like so many others in first century Palestine, until one evening a child is born there, and his name is Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins, say the prophets. Jesus means the Lord saves, and suddenly that ordinary, lowly stable and manger become a king's palace and throne, a place that is near and dear even to the hearts of people like us who are removed from that place by thousands of years and thousands of miles, a place that to this day the children are still singing about, a place at which millions of people will worship, all because Jesus is born there. Everything changes when God comes to save. Now God is with us. And when Jesus grows up during his ministry, he meets a lot of people. And just like Isaiah says, everything changes for them too. A man who is born blind meets Jesus. And now he can see. And he worships Jesus. Not only have his eyes changed, but his heart has changed. A tax collector, Zacchaeus, hated for the way he over-assesses the taxes and he lines his own pockets. And then he meets Jesus and everything changes. Salvation comes to his house. And this swindler of money ends up giving money away and generously. And he followed Jesus with joy in his heart and with praise on his lips. A woman is caught in adultery. She's about to be stoned until Jesus meets her, and everything changes. His wise words turn away her accusers. Her life is spared. She is told to sin no more, and she too rejoices in his salvation and is changed. A man is paralyzed, and he cannot walk until his friends let him down through the roof, and he meets Jesus. And Jesus gives him his legs back so that he can run and jump. And even more than that, his sins have been forgiven him. And the man is just filled with joy. And we see what happens when God comes to people to save them. Everything changes. Now envision Christ's cross, a gruesome instrument of death that reeked of shed blood and of rotting flesh, a horrific way to die. But now look, now we have crosses at the front of our churches. We wear them as jewelry. We put them on our graves as symbols of hope. And we call the day that Jesus was crucified Good Friday, because when Jesus is nailed to the cross, everything changes, and out of judgment and death, we have forgiveness and life. And then go to the graveyard. Look at all of the tombs sealed, like graves all over the world, where bodies are laid to stay and to decay. But not when Jesus is buried. He changes everything. He even changes the grave. The stone rolls away. He bursts forth again, alive, new life for us, and the promise of a restored creation that will no longer groan under the burden of sin with all of its hurricanes and fires and earthquakes and famines. But as far as the curse is found, the bursting open of Christ's grave is proof positive that when Jesus comes to save on that last great day, our graves will also yield up our risen bodies, and all of the creation will be renewed, and heaven and nature will sing. Now think about the baptismal font. Just a little bit of water in a bowl, But when you add to that water the words and the promises of Jesus Christ in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is there. And that child of God is born again of water and of the Spirit and is forgiven and is welcomed into the arms of Jesus. And everything changes when Jesus comes to save. And how about this meal that you are about to receive? We come up here, we kneel at the altar, we get a little bit of bread, a little sip of wine, but it's so much more because it's given to us by Jesus. Jesus is here and coming to us with gifts of life and of salvation, and what seems ordinary and weak becomes holy and mighty, and we are forgiven. When God comes to save, everything changes. Mangers become thrones. Crosses become the instrument of life and of hope. The lame man becomes a dancer. The thief becomes a giver. The grave becomes but a temporary repository of our bodies. Water, bread, and wine become salvation. But most of all, what changes is that the lost are found. The dead are given life. Sinners' lives are redeemed. And those who are on the fast track to hell are set upon the highway of holiness that leads to heaven. And we are changed. The joy of the Lord infuses our lives. For we know, as St. Paul said to the Corinthians, that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs all of them. And when He comes again, then at last joy will be full. When there will be no more blindness or Alzheimer's or cancer, no more infections, no more crime, no more wheelchairs. Hands and knees will be strong. Hearts will be free from anxiety. No more worries, no more danger. Joy to the world as heaven and nature sing, because Jesus has come to save us, and we rejoice because He changes everything. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.